And today I'll be talking to you all about urban-rural comparison of access to healthcare and preventive health practices. And first of all, I want to acknowledge my co-author, Joanna Reskovich. Of course, no relationships. So just to give you a little bit of background about Montana itself, it's the fourth largest state in landmass, but conversely has one of the lowest populations. And this leads to an overall population density of less than 7 people per square mile. To give you a little bit more comparison, about only 35% of Montana residents live in an urban county, and that's compared to about 80% of the total U.S. population. And here, this map sort of shows the basic distribution of the population. I just want to point out a couple things. The tan areas are American Indian reservations, so that is pretty important to our overall analysis, and in that they tend to be in rural areas, although pretty close to the urban. And then if you just take a look at this population scale, the symbology sort of goes from small markers to big with the color variation here. Our biggest cities are Billings, Great Falls, Missoula is hiding behind all these other dots. And I think those are the only three that made it into the urban classification. So basically just about rural populations, they tend to be poorer, older, and more likely to be without healthcare coverage, which we all know it definitely leads to poorer health outcomes and a greater need for healthcare services. So we wanted to look at Montana's rural residents and see if they are indeed limited in their healthcare access and if they utilize preventive healthcare practices less often than their urban counterparts. And also to try to examine how the degree of rurality and proximity to metro areas might influence these measures. So we used BRFSS data, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, but I'm just going to go through quickly here. It is a random digit dialing telephone survey. The 2008 data is landline only, although we're incorporating cell in future years. And it's stratified according to geographic location to oversample counties with American Indian reservations. And then the data are weighted, and this is sort of the standard formula. The first three terms here, stratum weight, number of household phones, number of adults, sort of account for probability of selection. And then this last one, post-stratification, is designed to adjust for non-coverage and non-response by causing the survey sample to mirror the true age and sex distribution of the state. And then for this analysis, I reweighted the 2008 data by adjusting the post-stratification factor so that the age and sex distributions would be representative for each urban-rural continuum code group so that I could do sub-state analysis. So just to let you know about our urban continuum codes, it's a classification scheme that was put together by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it first sort of divides counties into metropolitan and non-metropolitan. The metropolitan counties are divided into three subgroups according to population size of the MSA, and then the non-metro counties are first divided into three categories based on their aggregate size of urban population. So this is not total population, but just those that are living in cities or towns. And then further subdivided according to whether or not they're adjacent to a metro area. And the adjacency is a functional adjacency, has two components. First of all, being actually physically next to an urban county. And second of all, having at least 2% of the employed workforce commuting into the metro area to work. So it leads to this breakdown. In Montana, we don't have either of these biggest metro counties. Our biggest is less than 250,000 population. We also don't have the four classification, which leads us to these other rural classifications. And the three is our comparison group for the rest of this analysis. And then here's just the map of how it breaks down. As I mentioned before, these two counties are the Billings Metropolitan Statistical Area, Great Falls, and Missoula. And then you can pretty clearly see that the darker colors are the more or the less rural, and then the lighter colors are the more rural. Just for the age distribution, we definitely saw that, first of all, this is my sort of scale of more urban to less urban, just to orient you to the graph. And then it's very clear that as you move more and more rural, there's less young adults and more older adults, as we've seen in other areas. Montana itself is mostly white, so all of the areas were highly white, but then you can also see the spike in American Indian populations in the six adjacent and others. And we also saw a significantly higher percentage of other racial groups in this six classification, which is sort of interesting. Education also varied significantly with more rural residents having less than a high school education and less having a college degree. As you might expect, the same sort of trends with income. Oops, wrong direction. And another important factor to healthcare access is employment. Significantly more rural residents are self-employed, probably ranchers, and much less employed for wages. So our analysis plan was we did a univariate and multivariate analysis of metropolitan counties compared to non-metro counties for selected measures of access to healthcare and preventive care utilization. We used SPSS complex samples. And then the adjusted models are actually, I did two models. One just controlling for demographics, age, race, education, income. And then for the second model, I went ahead and added in healthcare coverage. So here are my access measures. And first of all, we looked at no healthcare coverage, which is defined by the question, do you have any kind of healthcare coverage, including health insurance, prepaid plans such as HMO, or government plans such as Medicare? And we saw that 15% of urban adults aged 18 to 64 had no healthcare coverage, while almost 30% of adults in rural counties adjacent to metro counties were uninsured. No healthcare coverage is significantly higher in all non-metro areas than urban areas, except the smallest classification, unusually enough. And this relationship remained the same even after adding in demographic factors. Next, we looked at no personal healthcare provider, which is measured by the question, do you have one person you think of as your personal doctor or healthcare provider? And this question actually gives people the option to say, yes, just one, or yes, more than one. And both of those groups were counted as having a provider. So only it's the people that said no. And we saw almost 31% of urban adults reported that they do not have a healthcare provider. When adjusting for age, race, education, income, there is no significant difference in the relationship either. It's not until we added in healthcare coverage that we saw actually a protective effect for the adjacent rural areas. I mean, modestly protective, but still protective. And finally, we asked about a usual place of care. When you're sick or need advice about your health, to which one of the following places do you usually go? Approximately 12% of urban county adults did not have a usual place for health care. And regardless of county population size or adjacency, rural adults reported a similar prevalence estimates, except RUCC9, the smallest area. And this relationship was actually significant, both in the crude estimate and after adjusting for demographics and healthcare coverage. So for one reason or another, those in the most isolated, smallest areas seem to have a usual place of care more often. Finally, these are our preventative healthcare utilization measures, mostly screening tests, but also just a routine checkup. So first of all, we asked about no routine checkup in the past year. The question is, about how long has it been since you last visited a doctor for a routine checkup? A routine checkup is a general physical exam, not an exam for a specific injury, illness, or condition. And about 40% of adults in all geographic areas in Montana did not have a routine checkup in the past year. We didn't see any difference between urban and rural adults, even after adjusting for demographics or healthcare coverage. So it seems like everyone's going to the doctor in the same percent. Next, we asked women just age 40 and older if they've had a mammogram in the past year. And 22% of women age 40 and older living in urban areas did not have a mammogram in the past 2 years. The crude ORs indicate that women from all the non-metro counties were significantly more likely to report having no mammogram in the past year. After adjusting for demographics, only women in the three most rural classifications were significantly more likely to report no mammogram. And this relationship remained the same after putting in healthcare coverage status. For a pap smear, we looked at all women aged 18 and older if they've had a pap test in the past 3 years. And about 13% of women living in urban areas in Montana did not have a pap smear within the past 3 years or never had one. The crude OR suggested that women living in the least populated counties, less than 2,500, whether adjacent or not, to metro areas were more likely to not have the screening test than women in urban areas. However, after adjusting for demographics, only women living in the least populated counties adjacent to metro areas reported greater percentages of no pap test. So that's sort of a different finding. Of course, after we adjust for healthcare coverage, this relationship became not significant also. So there is a pretty wide confidence interval here, so it might be a sample size problem. We'll have to look at that further. Last, we looked at colorectal cancer screening, which was only adults age 50 or older, and we looked at two tests, both the blood stool test and either sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy. And to be included as having no colorectal cancer screening, they had to have neither test. So no blood stool test in the past 2 years, and never having a sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy. One in three urban area adults age 50 and older reported no colorectal cancer screening tests. Crude estimates indicate that adults living in the least populated counties, whether adjacent to metro or not, are more likely to report not having had colorectal cancer screening tests than adults in metro areas. And this remained the same after controlling for demographics and for healthcare coverage status. And then lastly, we looked at influenza vaccination among what I call high-risk adults, but this is just really my definition. And we asked about if they'd had a flu shot in the past 12 months, and people were classified as being high-risk if they had at least one of the following factors: age 65 or older, had diabetes, current asthma, current smoker, a range of cardiovascular disease, or if they work or volunteer in any kind of healthcare facility. And then almost 50% of high-risk adults living in metro areas in Montana did not have a flu vaccination in the past 12 months. The crude odds ratio indicates that RUCC5 were more likely to not be vaccinated than high-risk adults in metro areas. So this is actually just one step below the metro. And after controlling for demographics, does not significantly change the relationship between rurality and influenza vaccination. And actually, it doesn't change after putting in healthcare coverage either. I thought this measure was particularly interesting because there's such a clear increase as we move up in rurality. So just to sort of summarize, I'm not, this graph is actually just the prevalence estimates, but then the bars that are white in the middle and just have the colored outline are those that are significant in the fully adjusted model, so it sort of summarizes both. Are UCCs that are, in general, rural Montanans are more likely to be without health care coverage than urban adults, except in the most rural counties. Are UCCs 5 and 7, both non-adjacent, more significantly less likely to report no personal doctor than urban counterparts in the fully adjusted model? And for no usual place of care, are UCC 9, the least populated counties, not adjacent, became the least likely to report no usual place of care when compared to urban counties in the fully adjusted model? And then again, just a sort of summary of the preventative care utilization measures. There was no difference in having a routine checkup in the past year. Only the sort of largest rural areas reported no flu shot in the past year, which is sort of different. There is no difference in pap tests. And then I think maybe most interesting of all for our health department, at least, is the, that just wasn't supposed to happen, is the cancer screening tests for both mammography and colorectal cancer screening. The most rural counties were significantly less likely to get to the recommended tests. So location of residence does not appear to be a factor in some measures, for example, routine checkup in the past year. However, healthcare coverage explains away some rural urban differences, we saw this in both pap testing, and makes other difference apparent. So healthcare coverage does seem to be a very important covariate. For most indicators assessed, rurality does have an impact on prevalence estimates, though not always in the expected direction. And from this, we can see that not all rural areas are the same. We need to, when we're looking at the urban-rural difference, we need to make sure to not make it a simple dichotomy, especially when you're looking at a sort of entirely rural state like Montana. And finally, BRFS data can be reweighted for geographic location within a state to assess differences in prevalence estimates. Of course, limitations are sort of the same limitations that all BRFSS data has. It's a cross-sectional design, so we can't make any sort of causal conclusions, self-report data, and all of the problems that go along with that. Also, we were sort of forced to exclude households without a landline telephone, which might be an important population, of course, with healthcare coverage and access issues. And the findings were based on how rural residents was related to healthcare access and utilization within a single state, and particular modeling strategies employed. So it would be really nice to see if other states could sort of replicate and see if they find similar things or if Montana is unique in this. And then lastly, we were limited by sample size, especially in rural areas. It did not allow for rural urban classifications on the sub-county level, which I sort of suspect would give us a little bit more granularity in this relationship and how it's really working, because even in Montana, the ruralest counties are not all the same throughout the whole county. Which brings us to our next steps. We'd like to try to test out other models. Maybe RUCC is not the best model for Montana. So that's on our horizons also. We need to try to assess what other factors might be driving this, perhaps stuff that we didn't have on the BRFSS. And lastly, I think there's very important implications for our public health interventions, and perhaps we can make our dollars go farther by targeting even more specific populations, not just all rural residents. So thank you. I have questions on here, but you're not supposed to ask me yet. And then there's my contact information as well as my co-authors. So if you would like to give us any more questions in the future or just anything about Montana BRFSS, we can help you out. Thank you.